from Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
All I need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from God. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. Yes, Lord, we receive your touch. Right now in this program, we receive your touch, Lord Jesus. We receive your touch in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our finances, in our businesses, in our jobs, in our place of work. We receive your miracle healing touch that makes us every week whole. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everyone is welcome to the Hour Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Today we're going to be talking about powers that are contending, contentious powers. And we're going to ask God to rebuke those powers. Because that was what the angel Michael had to do on Mount Nebo when the devil came and was contending, trying to take away the body of Moses in the book of Jude chapter 22, Jude chapter 9, Jude chapter 1 and 2. You know, the angel Michael had to come down and there was contention. The contention, Satan was trying to take over. And God had already commissioned Angel Michael to be in charge. But still yet, Satan was trying to take over. You know, was contending. There was contention on Mount Nebo. Until the Angel Michael had to, he said, God rebuke you. God rebuke you, Satan. God rebuke you, demons. God rebuke you, principalities and powers, and spiritual wicked high places. God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Yes, and that's what we're going to be doing tonight. God rebuke the enemies of righteousness, the forces of evil, the principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, moving about, seeking to devour. God has rebuked all of them already in the name of Jesus Christ. They have no right to intrude. In our lives are ministry. They have no right to intrude in our families, in our finances. They have no right to intrude. Yes, we are God's property. Yes, we are the seed of Abraham. Yes, God has made us flaming fire. Yes, this is our Holy Ghost zone. You can't tamper with it in the name of Jesus. Yes, contention at the point of breakthrough. Contention at the point of success. As you go through the Bible, you see these phenomena occurring again and again and again and again. And even today, as you look around, you see people struggling, people trying to establish, trying to make it. But each time there are issues. And because of it, there's contention. And then people lost out. But tonight, you're going to discover that God is the answer to this problem. Oh, yes, because even in Jamaica, he had to scream, the Lord God Almighty rebuke you. And the devil has to flee. Oh, yes, you can't stand the name of Jesus. At the mention of that name, every name of bow of things on earth, things in earth, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we're going to look at some scriptures here in Psalm 35, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 35, verses 1 to 5. He says, God contend against those that contend against me. The forces that are contending against me, the demonic and the satanic forces that are contending, God said he will contend against them. Oh, yeah, because there is unhealthy rivalry, unhealthy competition, and it didn't start today. If you look at the book of Revelation, there was war in heaven. Book of Revelation said there was war in heaven. Lucifer, the archangel of God, who was supposed to be leading the people to worship the Almighty God, suddenly rebelled against the Creator, the Almighty God. And he tried to overthrow the government of God, trying to topple the government of God in heaven. And then the Bible says there was war. So the war we are seeing today, they didn't just start today. War has been there all the way from heaven. And so the Almighty God assigned Angel Michael, the God of war, the angel of war, come back to send Lucifer and his group packing out of heaven and rebuke him and send him out of heaven. He fell with one-third of the angelic hosts, who are now the demons that we are casting out every day and rebuking and destroying. You know, that was how it all began. And so Satan came into this world and began to cause confusion. Even in the Garden of Eden, he came as a serpent and deceived Adam and Eve, made them to commit high treason. And Adam and Eve fell out from grace to grace, and they started having problems. You know, that was how the fall began. You know, and this contention has been there. Contention, competition, unhealthy rivalry in the Bible. And you trace it from Genesis to Revelation, and then you trace it to present day. He came at Abel. Were asked to, they came to give thanks unto the Lord. Abel offered a good offering, you know, and Cain didn't do the same. And Cain was found wanting, and so he put up rivalry. And then he killed his brother Abel out of jealousy and envy. Because all this contention comes from jealousy and envy. Jealousy, selfishness, greed, envy, they give birth to contention. It didn't stop there. It went on. Joseph and his brothers. Joseph had a good dream, saw his future in advance. And his brothers said, his 11 brothers, they said, Joseph, so you are going to be greater than us. Joseph, so you are going to be greater than us, because your dream means that you are going to be greater than us. And this dream is going to come to pass. Now, before Joseph will become greater than us, let us kill him. So they tried to kill Joseph because of what God was going to do through him and what God had given to him. They tried to kill Joseph, but they failed. They couldn't at all. You can't kill the plan of God. You can't kill God's vision. You can't kill God's purpose. No. You know, God's purpose must be fulfilled. Oh, yes. Our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Our lives are hidden in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against us in judgment is already condemned. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has anointed us to be above and not be left. God has anointed us to be the head and not the tail. We are the apples of God's eye. Oh, yes, that's who we are. He makes his ministers a flaming fire. God has made us a flaming fire. So you don't play with fire. When you play with fire, then the fire burns you to ashes. Terrible fire. Ebrondo, 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 Ebrondo. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I prophesy to everyone hearing the sound of my voice that God has given you power to overcome contention spirits. See? This thing is a spirit. Spirit of contention. Unhealthy competition. And these are evil spirits that are moving about. Isaiah 49, verse 25. Isaiah 49, verse 25. God said, I will contend against those that contend against thee. Which means the battle is not our battle. God is fighting for us already. God said he will contend against those that are contending against us. See, stand still and see the salvation of God. The Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more tomorrow. The promise of God are yea and amen. If you look at Isaac's story, Isaac kept digging wells. In fact, Isaac dug 7 wells. Genesis chapter 26, verse 18 to 26. Genesis chapter 26, verse 18 to 26. Isaac had to be digging wells. When he dig a well, the Philistines, they will take over the well, and then he has to dig another one. And then he has to dig another one. They kept taking over. And he kept digging, and he kept digging, and other people kept taking. Now, what do we learn from that? God has already blessed Isaac. There's nothing you can do about it. If you like, keep on taking his wealth. The wealth that Isaac has dug, they kept taking them from him. Genesis 26, verse 18 to 26, they kept taking his wealth. The dog well, and then the Philistines will come and then take the well, and then it goes to dig another one. What it means is that there is a covenant of blessing upon Isaac. It was this same covenant that followed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And some people, wherever you put them, they can exist. Oh, yes. When the blessings of Abraham, which Jesus promise God has given us through his death of Calvary tree. God told Abraham, I will bless you and make you a blessing, and I will bless your children and your children's children. So it's an aura. It is an anointing. It is a grace that is following Abraham and Abraham's children, Isaac, Jacob, and then the nation of Israel. And then we who are the spiritual seed of Abraham, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are today the seed of Abraham. We have the Abrahamic covenant. We have the Abrahamic alliance. We have the Abrahamic promises working in our lives. We are the seed of Abraham. We are the Israelites of today. Oh yes, not direct, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are the spiritual Israel of today. So all the promises God made to Abraham apply to all, and to our children, and to our children's children, even to the fourth generation. It's a generational blessing. So if you take Isaac to a desert, he will still survive. Take Jacob to, you know, a village somewhere where he will still survive. He take the seed of Abraham. There is a promise. There is an aura. There is an anointing. There is a grace that God has already placed upon our lives through the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis chapter 12, God said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. Whosoever blesses us, God has blessed. And whosoever curses us, God has cursed the person already. It's a dangerous, you know. Saddam Hussein was shooting missiles into Israel. I said, this man is wasting his time. At the end of the day, Saddam Hussein was hung to death. Bible says, cursed is everyone who hung on the tree. The man who was shooting missiles into Israel, he was hung to death by the international court. He was hung to death by hanging. God told Israelites, said, whosoever blesses you, I will bless. And whosoever curses you, I will curse. That's the Abrahamic covenant. And it covers his people. It is the reason America is a blessed nation. America is the only nation that supports Israel and helps Israel. So that covenant comes on the United States. God has made America a number one nation, a blessed nation, the most prosperous nation on earth, because America blesses Israel, and so God blesses America. Oh, yes. These things are real. They are very, very real. They are very, very real. And so Isaac sowed in the land. There was famine. There was no food. There was hunger. There was hunger in the land. Then the Bible says that Isaac sowed in that same land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. And in that same year, the Philistines envied him. The Philistines envied him. See, we're talking Isaac. He was carrying the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic blessing was upon his life. And so while there was hunger and famine in the land, the Bible says that Isaac sowed in that land. He planted seeds in that land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. While others were hungry and dying of famine, dying of hunger, God's blessings were resting upon Isaac. Ha, Rabasa, I like that. may you receive that anointing, though. Everyone listening to this broadcast today, I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus Christ that you receive that anointing, the Abrahamic covenant, the Abrahamic grace, the Abrahamic mercy, the seed of Abraham, Arabasaya. Hey, receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebro Kondoria, Imblanda. God made David to become a king while King Saul was still alive. King Saul was still alive. And God made David to become a king. King Saul was very angry. King Saul was very, he said, why should David be a king? David should not be a king. He became envious. King Saul became jealous. He tried to kill David. He used the javelin and threw it at David 2 times. The javelin hit the wall, and the boy David touched not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. That is already on David, because David was anointed when he was a boy. Then he was anointed again to become a king. The anointing of God was resting upon the life of David. And King Saul, being angry, he took the javelin and threw it at David to kill David. The Bible says that the javelin hit the wall. It couldn't hit David. It says, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. Then the scripture says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, yes, David was carrying the anointing, the Abrahamic grace upon his head. And now you saw, you are throwing javelin. It was Saul who died woefully. and David reigned as the next king of Israel. Ah! Hey, God is dealing with our enemies, though. In the name of Jesus Christ. And God giving us victory. We are the King David of today. Oh, yes. We are the King David of today. They can't contend with us. If you contend with us, you are contending with God. Ah! Hey! If Mordecai be the seed of Abraham, before whom Haman and his group have started falling, not only will Haman and his group fall, they will crumble and crash to pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, God has said the scriptures. The seed of Abraham, before whom you have started crumbling, you will not only crumble, you will crash to pieces. Now that's the book of Esther, chapter 4, 5, and 6. Now, when Haman began to come against the people of God, Haman was coming against them, started contending with them. Rivalry, open rivalry. Haman, contending with the people of God. And God smashed him to pieces. He was nowhere to be found. He was carried away. You don't contend with the powers of God. If you do, you are hurting yourself. You hurt yourself. You remember Absalom? Absalom was contending against Solomon. He forgot that David had anointed Solomon to become the next king. And Solomon was not reigning. Absalom was contending. And they were contending against Solomon, contending, open rivalry, competitive competition. The boy just hung to death. Oh, yeah. The young man, he just hung himself to death. That was how Absalom ended. See, you don't contend with God. You don't contend with the Almighty. You don't contend with the servant of God. If you do, you hurt yourself. You will be fighting God. And when you fight God, you have destroyed yourself already. So people should be very careful. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. See? Look at the Nigerian situation. The unhealthiness that is going on there. They say this one is the president, the one. They say the other people, they say that he's not president. And so on and so forth. Who cares who is the president? Who cares? Anybody can be president. It doesn't really matter. And then contention. And then rivalry. Open rivalry. And then contention. All these things lead to war. You don't have to. You don't have to. Whosoever become president, that's okay. You think I must be a president of Nigeria? If I want to go and help Nigeria, must I be the president of Nigeria to help Nigeria? Oh, God bless me and I want to help Nigeria. I will help the poor, the needy, the homeless, the fatherless, and people who I need. I don't have to be president of Nigeria to help Nigeria. What are you trying to talk? What are you trying to prove? All these things cause confusion. Unhealthy rivalry, unhealthy competition, conflict and confrontations everywhere. You don't have to. You see, when you do things like that, you are not moving forward. You are arguing and you are contending. Competition, unhealthy rivalry, unhealthy competition. This one says you are not going forward. The other one says you won't make it. The other one, they try to drag each other down. All those things, we don't have to. We don't have to participate. You don't have to do those things. In the name of Jesus, give God the glory. Whosoever is a president of any country, you can just do the will of God. That's what we are praying for. Just do the will of God. Otherwise, talking about contention at the point of success. Now look at the situation in Ukraine. The Ukrainians, president and the Ukraine, the people, they said, this is our country. And this is where we belong. And then Zelensky, Russian president, is coming to say, no, this is not yours. No, this land of Ukraine, Oh, we rush our own seat. Oh, and then fighting and quarreling and competition and conflict and confrontation. And look at how many people are dying. You know, millions of people dying every day because of arguments or quarrel, you know, hatred and competition, unhealthy. These are contentious spirits. These are not the spirit of God. The spirit of the devil is coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. Why do you waste your time with such dirty things, making troubles and problems everywhere, unrest? You know, you don't have to. There's some time ago, Saddam was saying, he said Kuwait belonged to him because of the oil. He said Kuwait does not belong to Saddam Hussein, but contention, conflict, confrontation. And that was how we went to Operation Desert Storm. And we fought wars and fought and kill and destroy and wars. What are you doing all that for? What for? It's not worth it. See? These are unnecessary contentions, unnecessary conflicts, unnecessary confrontations. That's all right. These are the works of the devil. The devil, John 10:10, he came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundant. Why don't you receive the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords? He came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Receive that life now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are not made to be a war instrument, fighting machine. No, that's not our profession. God did not send us into this world to start fighting and destroying and killing and shooting, bombing, nuclear power, this and that. That's not the vision of God. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. God told Abraham, I will give you the land of Canaan, the land of Canaan. This land belongs to you and your seed and your children's children. God had already given Abraham the land. And then they're in conflict. Some people are contending. They say, no, Israel is not a nation. Israel don't own any land. Israel don't own the land. And then there's confrontation. You don't have to. You know, you don't have to be confronting and fighting, conflicting, you know, and all these competitions, they don't lead to anywhere. They are unhealthy. It's not a blessing. You end up killing and shooting and bombing, and then the destruction of life. And that's the work of Satan. You are doing the work of Satan when you start to contend. You see, contending and look at homes today, families and marriage, husband and wife, they hardly agree. The woman is contending on the other side. She wants to rule. She wants to dominate. She wants to dictate. And then the man who's supposed to be the leader has been pushed to the corner, and the unhealthy rivalry in the house. And then there is conflicting of interest. And all these things, they are not healthy at all. We want to come against that spirit right now. We want to rebuke that spirit. That's why Angel Michael is saying, God rebuke you, Satan. Yes, because Satan came, was contending over the body of the prophet Moses. Jude chapter 9, verse 22-24, and then Jude chapter 1, verse 9. The Satan came, and he was struggling, trying to take over the body of Moses. And so the angel Michael and rebuked Satan. What are you contending, trying to take over what God has already scheduled? And this is what is happening. You know, rivalry. Children don't want to submit to their parents. Children, they are contending with their parents. Children can insult their parents. Children can kill their parents, shoot their parents to death, and vice versa. unnecessary competition, unnecessary unhealthy rivalries in homes, in families. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke those spirits. God rebuke those spirits from our families, from our home, from our nation. God rebuke those spirits of contention. God rebuke those demonic forces. God rebuke you, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, this must stop. And this is not the will of God. The will of God is for peace to reign, for love and unity, and oneness and singleness of heart to reign in our nations, to reign. Let peace reign. Let brotherly love continue. Let sisterly love continue. All this unhealthy competition, unhealthy rivalry, unhealthy, you know, issues that are going on, God rebuke all of them in the name of Jesus. God rebuke all of them. Look at the United States now. Already we have Joe Biden as the president of the United States, and some stupid elements. They are still trying to contend. They are still moving around, trying to contend, trying to. The other day they went and riot inside the Washington D.C. The government house, you know, trying to destroy property and life and so on. No, all these things shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. These are negative spirits. They are not the spirit of God. These are the spirits of the devil. It is the devil that ignites contention. And when there is contention, there is jealousy, there is envy, neighbor's vineyard. Somebody wants neighbor's vineyard. The vineyard belongs to neighbor. But another person wants it. See? All these are unhealthiness. You know, covetousness, selfishness, and greed. And all these things, they are all pulling people away from God. These are not healthy at all. We are going to pray right now that God will help us, that we should not have this type of spirit. Would you have a clean heart, clean mind, clean soul, clean spirit to worship God in spirit and in truth? Would you allow peace to reign, to follow peace with all men and holiness without which no one shall see the Lord? Oh yes, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you want to see God when you leave this earth, then you should be pure in your heart. I mean, King David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's Psalm 56:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It's very important that our hearts be cleansed. You know, of contention spirit and all kinds of funny spirits that are out there leading people away from Christ. I pray today that everyone will repent of all these spirits and begin to ask the Spirit of God to come into your spirit, the love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God that passes every human understanding. Let the love of God be in our lives. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Don't be filled with contention and competition. You know, go to the churches today. This church is preaching against this church. This pastor is preaching against this pastor. And so on and so forth. You know, all these are not, they are not helping anybody at all. Not to talk of racial discrimination. You know? As color discrimination. All those things are not in heaven. In heaven, we don't have black church. We don't have white church. White hospital, black hospital, white university, black university. All those things shouldn't be. You know, we should have a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, Lord, radio are I spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Prepare unto me thy joy of thy salvation. Renew our spirit within me. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew our right spirit within us. We should have a right spirit. All this conflict we see in our society today is not helping anybody. You know, a situation where youth and young boys and girls, they carry guns and go and be killing and shooting and destruction of lives. And look at the news every day. These things are happening. It shouldn't be. God did not create you for the devil to use you. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Why would you allow Satan to use you? So whom you yield yourself, servants to obey, in servants we are. If you yield yourself to the devil will enter you and use you and send you to hellfire. But when you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit and you allow the Holy Spirit to possess your life, you allow Jesus to come into your heart, you allow God to be your life, yes, he will use you to do the will of God. Use you to preach the gospel. Use you to minister to people. Use you to be a blessing to people. And then you'll be going to heaven. This is very important. Where are you going to? Where are you going to today? Have you made your mind to follow Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God? When you follow Jesus Christ, you are following him to heaven. When you don't follow Jesus Christ, you are following Satan to hellfire. No, what shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. As many have received Jesus, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he comes into your heart, into your life to dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That is the hope you have today. Yes, we're going to pray right now. Wherever you are in any part of the world, join us in this broadcast. Already we have over 2,700 people that have come into this broadcast from around the world. We want to thank God for that. We give God praise for you coming to attend this broadcast. God bless you all for coming. From all around the world, over 2,700, the computer is showing how many people have keyed in. We have over 2,700 people listening to this broadcast from all over, from different parts of the world. And I thank God for it, that you are hearing the word of God through this channel. And I pray that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer. This word you are hearing, may it be a blessing to your soul, to your spirit. May you be a doer of this word in the name of Jesus, that this word will be in a place, you know, this word shall germinate and bring forth fruit, salvation, healing and deliverance to your life, to your family, to your soul, to your spirit in the name of Jesus. Yes, we're getting ready to pray, everyone, wherever you are joining us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Link, on YouTube, Yahoo, Gmail, wherever you came from. Everyone is welcome. We want to pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Please bow your head. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone who have heard this word today. Please confess your sins to God. Everyone, confess your sins to God and get right with Jesus. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy. When you confess your sins and you forsake, you shall have mercy. So you have to confess right now and forsake so that he shall have mercy with God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Say, Rebu Sandara Baba. Yes, I'm asking God to rebuke that spirit. Every form of contention in your life. Every form of contention. Every form of contention in your home, your family, your marriage, your business, your place of work. Every form of contention in the life of anyone on this broadcast tonight. Every form of contention, God rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, principality of power. The Lord rebuke you, spiritual wickedness in high places. The Lord rebuke you, occultic and diabolical forces. The Lord rebuke you, enemies of progress. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, and your demons. The Lord rebuke you, witches and wizards, and the occult, and the diabolical forces. The enemies of progress, the Lord rebuke all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Ah, Rabbi Sai, thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. We give God praise. Hey, Rebu Saya. God disarm all our enemies now. God disarm all the spiritual and physical enemies of our life. Disarm all of them forever. In the name of Jesus. God, disarm all the spiritual and physical enemies of our life. Disarm all of them. Forever and ever, disarm all of them in the name of Jesus. Erebusaya, Yamblandaya. God, we are covered with the blood of Jesus. You cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. In our going out, in our coming in, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are covered by the presence of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arise against us in judgment be condemned forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise for blessing us now with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, God has done something great in your life. Feel free to email us. Our email address is on the screen, srinbiokoro@gmail.com. You can email us your questions. You can text us. Our phone numbers are there on the screen, area code 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9374. Yes, feel free to email us. We are here for you. And send us your questions, your prayer requests, and call for prayer and counseling. We are here for you, and I know God will bless you all in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. Please share this message with everyone. Let it go viral. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, and let it go viral. And let them know that you can conquer the spirit of contention, the powers that are contending against you. God has rebuked those powers forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to have another section tomorrow. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Yes, join us. Tomorrow 5 p.m. And then there will be a morning section. I'm going to have a morning section in very early in the morning, say 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Yes, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, we're going to have another section. I tell you, God has so much for you, and He's just blessing every one of us this time. We give Him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Thank you so much for your cooperation, for everything you do to help this ministry continue to be on air. Thank you so much. God bless all of you who are helping one way or the other. God reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you, and we love you all. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah.